Study of 10 Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 4, Histaklut Nimit, Part 3, Item 46.
Dafresh Samech Hey, Histaklut Nimit Shel Chelek Daled, Nachnu Betur Alef Lemata, Ot Mem Vav.
Item 46. Again, we're on Tes, Volume 1, Part 4, Histaklut Pnimit, Part 3, Item 46. Reshimot that returned to their Kelim. 46. The fifth kind is the Reshimot that returned to their Kelim after having left there. As a result of the departure of the Zivug from the upper Bechina 2, the He'ara of the descending Or Chozer departed too, and the Nitzotzin that fall into the Kli below it were extinguished. Then the Reshima returned into its own Kli as before. For now there is no longer resistance from the Or Chozer inside its Kli, for its Zivug departed too by now. Hence, the Reshima overpowers the Or Chozer once more. The reason that Histalkut Zivug is called extinguishment of the Nitzotzin is that the He'arat Or Chozer is called Nitzotzin. Hence, the discontinuation of its He'ara is called extinguishment, which is a term used for sparks of fire.
Clear?
Barur or lo?
Is it clear or not?
Raim,
you see this? There was a zivug, deka, on a certain degree. This one doesn't matter which one. Which one? And it departed. The masach rose from this degree to a higher one. Here you have the Reshimo left. Now here you have the Zivug Daka. And from this Zivug Daka, there is the Or Chozer that descends to the lower degree, where you have the Reshimo left. The Or Chozer that descends here throws the Reshimo out and fills the Kli. The Reshimo that went out is called Tagin. And how long does that exist? As long as there is the Zivug Daka here on a higher degree from which the O comes down. Then the Zivug ends, rises even higher, then you no longer have an Or Chozer that comes down from this degree to that degree. The Or Chozer returns to its degree, it disappears from here, and then the Reshimo returns to its place. That's it. So the light comes, throws the Reshimo out, the O leaves, the Reshimo comes back in. But this is very important. These sorties, they're really important. Why? Because there is Tagin and Otiyot here. Meaning this is extremely important information about what's going on. Because the lights that are active in between these degrees, they give the connection, suppose, between the blue light and a certain sound. Between one kind of thought and such and such a distance. I don't have the right example, but connections between different discernments that can't connect, that don't connect. but by the descent of the Orot into the foreign Kelim, you have discernments. Why is it called Otiot? Where do they come from? As a result of their being built, new discernments from the qualities of some foreign nature. This is the entire pleasure in attaining reality, that I start feeling how everything sparkles. It's called the illumination of the Shekhinah, that everything sparkles, that everything's one, but everything's different. So here we actually have this action that...
Again, item 46, Reshimot that return to their Kelim. The fifth kind is the Reshimot that return to their Kelim after having left there. As a result of the departure of the Zivug from the upper Bechina too, the He'ara of the descending Or Chozer departed too. And the Nitzotzin that fall into the Kli below it were extinguished. Then the Reshima returned into its own Kli, as before. For now there is no longer resistance from the Or Chozer inside its Kli, for its Zivug departed too by now. Hence, the Reshima overpowers the Or Chozer once more. The reason that Histalkut Zivug is called extinguishment of the Nitzotzin is that the He'arat Or Chozer is called Nitzotzin. Hence, the discontinuation of its He'ara is called extinguishment, which is a term used for sparks of fire.
Right? Carry on. What?
What is a Reshima?
Roshem, impression. From the word Roshem, impression, we have the will to receive, and there is the O, and the O that leaves the Ratzon Lekabel, the will to receive, leaves in the Ratzon Lekabel its imprint, its form, called Reshimo.
But it sounds, according to this part, that the Reshima is there before the light comes.
Maybe from the previous state. If there were no O in the Kli, how could there be a Reshimo?
So why does the O cause the departure of the Reshima?
But this is a process, I don't know. The O causes the Reshimo to leave, it's the Zivug Daka from a higher degree. There's no question about this.
What does it mean that the Reshimo departs? Or what departs where?
It means that it exists outside of, it means that it exists in that small O Makif, so outside of the Kli.
So the O Makif is a Kli for the Reshimo?
Guys, why are you twisting things? The all that was Pnimi in the Reshimo, in the Kli, comes out and exists as Or Makif around that small Kli, on that same level where there was a Zivug Daka. Carry on. Wait.
The way I understood it, maybe what you wanted to explain is that the Reshimot that always awaken, they're kind of remnants of the connection that was in the Kli and is being expressed now.
The Reshimo is, of course, a part of that all that you had there. The Reshimo is a part of it, meaning that it can't in practice perform what it wants to, but the form remains.
And every time, every zivug forces of a revival of the chisaron of the Kli?
Yeah, I don't know how to give you a kind of You have, I don't know, you take some substance, you inflate it with the help of something, and this substance takes on a certain form. Then the inner fulfillment leaves, but the form remains. Oh, look, it's not simple. Schematically, let's leave it at that. Otherwise, we'll get confused. In the meantime, this hour study.
47. Title. Reshima consists of Or Zach and Or Av. Reshima from Or Zach, Reshima from Or Av. The sixth kind is a Reshima that consists of Or Zach and Or Av. The seventh kind is called Or Zach, brought by the Rav here. The eighth kind is called the Or Av of the Reshima.
Meaning, there's a Reshima that absorbs both of them together, and there's something that works separately for the Or Zach and Or Av.
48. Title. As the Or Zach was mixed with the Or Av in Orot Deit Pashtut Aleph, so it is in the Reshima that Deit Pashtut Aleph left. Explanation of the words. Everything found in the Or is also in the Reshima that remains of that Or. Hence the Reshima is called Roshem Chotam. For that reason, the Reshimot that remain from the Orot Deit Pashtut Aleph contain Or and Kli, like the Orot from which they came. However, as long as the Reshima is clothed in its Kli, there is no distinction between the Or and the Kli, similar to the Orot Deit Pashtut Aleph, where the Orot and the Kelim are mixed. Thus, in the next Reshima, after them, there is also no distinction between the Or and the Kli, but they are mixed together. This is the above sixth kind, meaning the Reshima that contains Or Zach and Or Av. Though the Or Av is not apparent in it, but mixed in it.
Again, he wants to say that there are different states, and each and every state, we call the Reshimo differently, because really, the difference between them is very big. We're given discernments. We have no impression from the light itself, but actually from the Reshimot, from the impressions. We too, before something works on us, influences us, what do we know? Nothing. But after it influenced us and we already know, we feel it, we're in contact with it, and we even move away from it a bit, here we start differentiating what it was. This is how it is here too.
Title. The Aviyut in the Kli manifests after the Istalkut of the Reshima from the Kli. 49. Now you will understand the above seventh and eighth kinds. It has been explained above regarding the fourth kind of the Reshima that because of the Aka'a of the descending Or Chozer on the Reshima leaves and exits its Kli, rising above it as tagin over the otiyot. Now, because of the istalkut of the Reshima from the Kli, the difference between the Kli and the Reshima manifests, as now the aviyut in the Kli becomes apparent. It is now regarded as Or Av, like Orot Deit Pashtut Aleph. Also, you already know that every conduct in the Orot is conducted in the Reshimot that come from there as well. 50. It has been explained that after the Istalkut of the Reshima from the Kli, the difference between the Or of the Reshima and the Kli of the Reshima manifests. The Kli is now called the Or Av of the Reshima, and you should know that the Kelim of the males of Yitpashtut Bet were made of the Or Av of the Reshima, The O of the Reshima is now called the O Zach of the Reshima, from which the Orot of the males of Itpashtut Bet are made. And remember that.
So we have the O Zach and O Av, and from them the Kelim, which are female and male, for the next extension. Like, we see where the Kelim come from. It's Kelim, it's not that it's the will to receive, but it's the will to receive that was processed by the light and back and forth. Therefore, we have to see to what measure the Ab, Sag, and so on, how much all of these Kelim, these Partzufim, when they come down from all of their degrees, and then you have the Shvira and the Itkalelud and everything, how much they all can, how complex they all are, how many impressions they all have from the Orot, from the Kelim, from the different actions, that the will to receive that we possess, being a result of everything that came down from En Sof down to this world, Olam Hazeh, how complex it all is, how special it is, how the preparations that it has. It's like we say, all Pashut fulfills reality. Where are we in this O Pashut? But it is actually we that are most sophisticated, most complicated, when we ascend back to the O Pashut, we discover the intensity multiplied by 620.
51. The Reshima de Itlabshut that remains in Malchut. The ninth kind is the Reshima de Or Malchut, brought in the Rav's words here. Know that this Reshima is of the above-mentioned seventh kind, called Or Zach. It means that it does not have Prinat Kli. It is written above that the Reshima from the Prinat Amshacha had been lost. It means that the Bechinat Or Av of this Reshima, which is the eighth kind of Reshima, but the Or Zach in her remained without a Kli, which therefore rose above its own Kli, meaning to Yesod.
And this way every time, we, as if, it's as if the Orot no longer exist in their Kelim, and then the difference between the Orot and the Kelim gives new discernments. Eventually, it's the difference between the Bore and the Nivra, and its different manners, besides these two. Because there is nothing besides these two.
The Or Zach and the Or Av, when he's talking about it, it's two different levels, like he said, like distance and sound.
Distance?
You said, you gave us an example of different qualities of desires that you can't compare.
It's like Or Yashar and Or Chozer. In the Or Chozer, there's already an impression from the Kli. Yeah.
Title, the Reshimot contained in the Masach after its Hizdakhut. 52. The tenth kind is the Reshimot that became incorporated in the Masach on its ascent to the Ma'atzil.
Suppose from Tabor to Peh.
Or Malchut, which is the Masach and the Or Chozer in her, purifies and rises from Bchina to Bchina until it reaches the Ma'atzil, meaning Pederosh. As it passes in them, it becomes incorporated with the Rishimot that the Orot left there after their Histalkut. Hence, when it reaches the Peh, it was mingled with all the three Bechinot of Rishimot over which the new Zivug was performed, where the new Kelim and Orot the Itpashtut Bet came from.
The Masach that ascends takes all the Reshimot with it to the Peh de Rosh.
Title, the Reshimot that remained of the four levels that came out during the Hizdakhut, 53. The 11th kind is the Reshimot that remained of the four levels that came out during the Hizdakhut from the Bchina of the upper nine Sefirot. Here the Rav speaks only of the Rishimot that remained of the upper nine of Itpashtut Aleph before it began to purify, called the first Or. As the Rav says here, however, the four levels that emerged afterwards during the Izdakhut also left the Rishimot in their Kelim after they departed, meaning also from the first nine Sefirot in them, as it is known that the last Bechina does not leave a Rishima. 54. The Rishimot Itlabshut that remained of the last Bechinot in the above four levels. The 12th kind is the Rishimot that remained of the last Bechinot in the above four levels that exited during the Izdakhut, meaning only the Bechinat Or Zach in those Rishimot. The Or Av in these Rishimot was lost from the last Bechinot, as was shown with the last Bechinot of the Rishimot that remained of the first Or.
Nun Hey, 55.
Now we have clarified the 12 kinds of Rishimot, which are 1. The Rishimot that come from Prinat Itlapshut. 2. The Rishimot that come from Prinat Hamshacha. 3. The Rishimot clothed inside their Kelim. 4. The Rishimot that do not clothe in their Kelim, but are as Tagin over the Otiyot. 5. The Rishimot that return to their Kelim after having left there. 6. Rishimot that contain Or Zach and Or Av, and the Or Av is not apparent in them. 7. The Or Zach of the Rishimot from which the Orot of the males of Itpashtut Bet were made. 8. The Or Av of the Rishimot from which the Kelim for the males of Itpashtut Bet were made. 9. Is the Rishima De Or Malchut, which is only from Prinat Or Zach in this Rishima, because the last Prina does not leave a Rishima. 10. The Rishimot that were incorporated in the Masach on its ascent to the Ma'atzil, where they were renewed in the Zivug of Itpashtut Bet. 11. The Rishimot that remained of the first nine Sefirot of the four levels that came out during the Izdakhut. 12. Are the Rishimot of the last Bechinot from these levels.
What should we understand from all this? There are many kinds of Rishimot, and what he wrote here isn't everything. There's much, much more. But this is what he decided, that at least this is something that he should tell us about. We see how the light that comes through the Zivug Daka into the Kli and goes through the different degrees of the Sefirot, how its entrance and exit leaves a roshem, an impression, Rishimot. And then, afterwards, when there are other actions, Partsufim, then these Rishimot, they all actually remain in the Kelim, and then in those Kelim, we have the Itpashtut Bet, Gimel, Dalet, and so on, because all in all, we're talking about one Kli, which is the Malchut, in which all these actions take place. And just imagine how all this happens in the Malchut of En Sof, how all these actions join the Rishimot of the Makor, up to the point where our work is connected until we connect everything to one in our work. We'll get there.
Chapter 4, 10 kinds of kelim. The shorish, the root of all the kelim is b'china daled. Item 56. The first kind is the b'china daled of the four b'chinot deor yashar, being the shorish of all the kelim in the olamot. This is the malchut de Ein Sof, where Tzimtzum Aleph was performed. Prior to the Tzimtzum, she clothed all four Bechinot, the Or Yashar, which is the meaning of the Or Elyon having filled the entire reality. And there was no other Bechina of reception but her. Once she was restricted and corrected with a Masach, she made it with the Or Elyon in Zivug Daka'ah that raises Or Chozer. This Or Chozer now became the vessel of reception instead of her, as the Rav says.
Sheila.
Question. What he writes here is clear. Is it clear or not? Here it is, here it isn't. Read it again.
Item 56. The shorish of all the kelim is b'china daled. The first kind is b'china daled of the four b'chinot deor yashar, being the shorish of all the kelim of the olamot. This is the malchut Ein Sof, where Tzimtzum Aleph was performed. Prior to the Tzimtzum, she clothed all four b'chinot deor yashar, which is the meaning of the Or Elyon having filled the entire reality. And there was no other Bechina of reception but her. Once she was restricted and corrected with a Masach, she made it with the Or Elyon in Zivug Daka'ah that raises Or Chozer. This Or Chozer now became the vessel of reception instead of her.
B'china Daled received the light. It felt shame. Doesn't want to receive the Or. Under the influence of the Or, it succeeded in building a Masach, making the Zivug Daka, namely, to receive only in order to bestow, made the Zivug Daka and received the Or in order to bestow, and this way reached a different kind of reception than it had before the Tzimtzum. So there's the Kli before the Tzimtzum, and there's the reception of the light in it, and there's the Kli after the Tzimtzum and the reception of the Or in it. The difference is the intention. This being the very first action.
57. After the Tzimtzum, B'china Daled was incorporated in the Masach, and the Or Chozer became the Kli instead of her. Know that the above B'china Daled is the Etzem of the Kli after the Tzimtzum as well, meaning the B'china Taviyut in her. However, this Aviyut is no longer fit for reception from the Tzimtzum onward, unless incorporated in the Masach. In that state, the Or Chozer that she raises is actually measured in the Aviyut in her. And according to the measure of the Aviyut in her, so is the measure of the Or that she raises. This Or Chozer became the vessel of reception for the measure of the height of the level of Or Elyon.
Questions. Meaning, it's clear to us that to the measure of the Masach, to the measure of the resistance, we have the Tzimtzum, and according to the measure of the Or Chozer, we have a new Kli to receive in order to bestow. That's it. Rachamim, what do you want to say? To ask.
Rav, why changing conditions compels you to have a Tzimtzum, Masach, and Or Chozer?
Again?
why the change of conditions obligates Tzimtzum Masach and Or Chozer.
What conditions?
Conditions of reception, because we can't receive as we once did.
When did we receive? We're talking about the Kli of Ein Sof that felt that it doesn't want to receive because it awakens shame in it, which is being opposite to the Matzil, and therefore it changed the rules of the game.
Rav, why does he speak about the Istalkut of the Reshimot? In previous chapters, we've learned that Reshimo never departs.
Where does it depart, the Reshimo?
Now, everything we've just learned is the Istalkut of the Reshimot.
I didn't read anything about this.
Okay, forgive me.
Maybe thank what you mean is that the Reshimo that remains in the Kli comes out as the Tagin on the Otiyot. So that's something else. It's just a different kind of relation between the O and the Kli.
Yeah. Now,
a Reshimo can't exist without a Kli.
That's what I understand and know. And Baal Sulam,
you got an answer. The Reshimo revives only around the Kli. And it expects to go back. Everything's great. You want to continue or you want to do something new? Continue. Okay. Let's go.
Item 58. Titled, the Itpashtut of the Or and its Histalkut caused the existence of the Kelim. 58. Here the Rav sets a great rule for us. The Itpashtut of the Or and its latter Histalkut are the reasons for the making of the Kli. However, we should understand his words. For Itpashtut Aleph, we also need a Kli, even before it departed, as there is no light without a Kli. We should explain his words according to what he wrote above, that when Itpashtut Aleph came out from Pedeak, it all came out mixed together. In other words, the Or and the Kli were intermingled, and the Kli was indistinguishable before the Istalkut, though it is necessarily there.
Read it again.
The Itpashtut of Or and its Istalkut caused the existence of the Kelim. 58. Here the Rav sets a great rule for us. The Hitpashtut of the Or and its latter Histalkut are the reasons for the making of the Kli. However, we should understand his words. For Hitpashtut Aleph, we also need a Kli, even before it departed, as there is no light, there is no Or without a Kli. We should explain his words according to what he wrote above, that when Itpashtut Aleph came out from Pedeak, it all came out mixed together. In other words, the Or and the Kli were intermingled, and the Kli was indistinguishable before the Istalkut, though it is necessarily there.
Well, we have to accept the assumption this way. The Kli is there. And how did it happen? It happened. But after there is the Istalkut of the Or from the Kli, there is a difference between the Or and the Kli then, and we already have discernments. The desire comes first, the discernments of the Ta'amim, that this is what I demand, this is what I want, and this and that. More and more from Paltzuf to Paltzuf, you have more discernments, more demands, the Ta'amim. This is something that didn't exist in Itpashtut Ha'alef.
The Itpashtut and the Istalkut are equal causes in the making of the Kli. 59. This explanation is a little far-fetched, because the term, the reasons for the making of the Kli, does not sit well, as it seemingly means that before the Istalkut, there is no existence to the Kli whatsoever. But we must delve deeper into his words Indeed, his words are prudent. For he did not say that the reason for the making of the kli is the istalkut of o. Rather, he says that the itpashtut of the o and its istalkut caused the making of the kli. It means that both the itpashtut and the istalkut are equal factors in the making of the kli.
It seems to us that the Pashtut is what's important. It's the entrance of the Orot into the Kelim, and the Istalkut, it's as if refusing to continue the O into the Kli. And he says that in the making of the Kli that we have after the Pashtut and the Istalkut, both the Pashtut and the Istalkut are equal.
60. The first substance of the kli is b'china dalet. His words become clear with the explained above that the first substance of the kli is b'china dalet, over which there was tzimtzum aleph, meaning the great will to receive incorporated in Or Ein Sof, called Malchut de Ein Sof. She is completely indistinguishable in Ein Sof, and the beginning of its manifestation was after she'd been restricted and became a vacant halal. In that state, the great will to receive appeared as oppositeness of form from the Or Elyon, which is all bestowal, and has nothing of the will to receive whatsoever. By that she was separated, descended, and distanced from end to end from the Or Elyon. It is so because the Shinui Tzura is the differentiation of the spiritual, and the oppositeness of Tzura is complete, an antipodal separation in the spiritual. Hence, from then on, this great will to receive in the restricted B'china Dalet is considered the great aviyut in the Olamot toward Or Elyon, considered the end of the Zakut in reality. This is only from the perspective of the cleanness from the will to receive, for it is all for bestowal. We have no further attainment in the Or Elyon, and in and of itself, as we have already discussed at length in part one.
I see you're falling asleep. Very good. Baal HaSulam.
Amud 30, Mechidve Baal HaSulam, Torah HaKabbalah U'Mahuta. Amud 30.
We're in a sage's...
Stay here. No one goes any place.
We're in a sage's fruit. La 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 la